This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Changers are coming for a special kind of community-focused bank. They're the 1,300 or so federally certified Community Development Financial Institutions, CDFIs. Now, these banks and loan funds and credit unions have a mission to fill gaps in the market to get better access to credit for low-income and otherwise underserved communities. The Treasury Department is overhauling that certification process, and the original goal was April, but the new rules have been delayed after a flood of public input. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
Baltimore Community Lending is a nonprofit CDFI. It serves clients that traditional banks might see as risky.
We work with those businesses that do not have perfect credit, that do not have collateral,
says President and CEO Watchin Bruce.
So we fill a lot of gaps.
In theory, that's the goal of every CDFI, says Greg Fairchild at the University of Virginia School of Business.
To provide capital where capital doesn't always flow.
But in the 25 years since Treasury created the CDFI Fund, there seems to have been some mission creep.
Whether the institutions that are calling themselves CDFIs are truly serving the people who would otherwise be passed over, that's an important question.
And one Treasury has been taking a hard look at. Its proposal for new certification standards includes requiring that CDFIs provide most of their financial products to underserved clients.
And for that reason, I have been one of those who've been cheering,
says Lenwood V. Long, head of the African American Alliance of CDFI CEOs.
Well, I think the CDFI brand was really not so-called popular pre-pandemic.
Now, he says more institutions are hopping on the bandwagon, and truly mission-driven lenders have steeper competition for funding. So he supports a higher entry point. But some longstanding community lenders fear they'll be shut out. A survey of Indigenous-serving CDFIs found that 70% are gravely concerned about a new ban on certain non-traditional mortgages and worry they won't be recertified.
There are questions about unintended consequences to those who really do meet the mission.
Michael Swack directs the University of New Hampshire's Center for Impact Finance. He says the CDFI Fund is trying to thread a tricky needle, vetting these institutions without bleeding them dry. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.